With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden reportedly is deciding how the United States will respond to that Iranian-backed weekend attack that left three U.S. soldiers dead in Jordan. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president has been weighing his options during meetings with his national security team. He has promised to retaliate, even though national security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does not seek a war with Iran.
We are not looking to escalate the tensions any more than they already have been escalating. In fact, everything we've done has been designed to try to de-escalate those tensions. That said, this was a very serious attack.
Meanwhile, Republicans are blaming President Biden for doing too little to deter Iranian militias. Greg Clugston, the White House.
An Israeli document spells out allegations against a dozen UN employees. The country says they took part in Hamas' October 7th assault. Document claims seven stormed into Israeli territory, including one who participated in a kidnapping and another who stole an Israeli soldier's body. Also at SRNnews.com. Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott is among the conservatives frustrated by concessions being made to Democrats as Republicans try to hammer out a compromise on border security.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm a business guy, right? Number one is you can't negotiate with people that have a totally different approach. I mean, the Democrats and Biden want an open border.
And Scott says the fact that Biden wants to have the open border, is just one of the reasons the GOP continues to fight a losing battle as they seek a much broader compromise with the Democratic lawmakers. This is SRN News. At his State of the Union address this year, the president will have a special guest.
Mr. Biden has invited Kate Cox, a Texas woman who sued the state for the right to abort her unborn baby because the child was suffering from a disability. Cox lost the case and wound up leaving Texas to abort her child. Presidents invite people to the State of the Union to make a point. And Mr. Biden has made it very clear he will campaign hard for abortion in 2024. He says if reelected, he will do his level best to revive Roe v. Wade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia lawmakers, in a show of support for Israel, have given final passage to a bill defining anti-Semitism in state law. Sponsors say adopting the definition put forward by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance would help prosecutors and others identify hate crimes and illegal discrimination. This is SRN News. It somewhat seems like a daily occurrence now and then, yet it's another auto recall. More on that story from correspondent Keith Peters.
Toyota and General Motors are telling the owners of about 61,000 older Corolla, Matrix, RAV4, and Pontiac Vibe models to stop driving them because their Takata airbag inflators are at risk of exploding and hurling shrapnel. The urgent warning Monday covers certain Corolla compact cars and Matrix hatchbacks from 2003 and 2004, as well as RAV4 small SUVs from 2004 and 2005. Also covered are Pontiac Vibes from 2003 and 2004. Owners should contact a dealer instead of driving the cars in for repairs. Keith Peters reporting.
Wall Street Monday, the Dow was up 224 points. More details at srnnews.com.